Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers hosts Buffalo on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on. We're excited to get back home in our home stadium in front of our fans, our students, and play Buffalo this week. Season's flying by, week four already, coming off a difficult two-game stretch on the road. We're excited to get back home and get back after it. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from James Cratch, NJ.com.
Chris, when you watch, you know, KJ Osborne and Anthony Johnson, their two wide receivers on film, what sort of challenges are they going to present to you guys on Saturday?
Well, they're both really good receivers. That's the first thing, and they've got a pretty good quarterback that can get them the football, and then they can run the ball well. So when they can run the ball well, you got a good quarterback that can throw it, and you got two really good options at receiver. Just the overall offensive package is a challenge. But, you know, they're two different styles of wideouts. Osborne's a fast guy, good speed guy, been a track guy. Anthony's a bigger guy, can go up and get it. You know, you can have great coverage on him, and he's got good body control, great hands. He can go up over the top of guys and make plays. And both of them have the ability to take short passes and take them all the way to the distance and to score touchdowns.
And when you have success as a team blocking, you know, several kicks in a short time span, do those kind of build off each other in a sense that an opponent has to adjust for one way you block the kick and maybe that opens up an avenue for another?
Well, you know, when you're talking about blocking field goals, you know, there are a lot of things that you look at, you know, from a protection standpoint, weaknesses, you know, your guys, you know, who has the ability to actually get in there and go block a kick. You know, a lot of it is effort and attitude and want to, and our guys really have a really, really high belief in what we do on that particular unit. You know, they accept the challenge to go out and try to keep points off the board, whether it be an extra point or a field goal. And, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job of that in the last couple of years and really started off strong this year with that. And I think when you present some different looks like we try to do, that, you know, it does make it tougher on a field goal unit to prepare for what you're going to see that week.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Brian Fonseca, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm great.
I know you said both after the game against Kansas and on Monday that you're evaluating what you're doing and who you're doing it with. I'm just curious, at quarterback, where does Jonathan Lewis figure into that equation?
Well, right now, Jonathan's been third on the depth chart. Jonathan's done a great job. He's, you know, in this first few games of the season, he's always prepared himself to be ready for an opportunity. He got some snaps in week one, but he's always prepared himself for the opportunity if it's presented for him to go into game. Just absolutely love Jonathan, his selflessness, his desire to be a great teammate and help the others around him and to always be prepared. And, you know, whether Jonathan gets in, you know, one more game this season, no games, you know, all 9 of the games is yet to be seen. But I do like his preparation and what he's doing. So, there's no set plan yet on any of that, but, you know, right now we're just evaluating and have been evaluating really what we've got to do to move the ball consistently and put points on the board offensively.
Thanks, Chris.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you, guys. Take care.